How much time? 30 seconds. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
Welcome to episode number 15 of the Digital Crack Podcast, providing you your fix for your gaming addiction. As always, I'm your host, Reaper. And joining us today on the show, the grumpiest man on the planet, even though he wasn't very grumpy in the last episode for some reason. Grumpy Joe, what's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Yingling American Lager.
Jesus Christ.
Did I say that right? Lager, is that how you say it?
Lager.
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 Whatever, the beer's good. What's up, man? What's going on?
And the man of 1,000, what are we at now, 1,002 oh voices?
Please, no, please, get the fuck back. No, get back in the box. Get back in the box. Get back in the box. Get the fuck out of here. All right, boys. Well, that's going to be the last you'll be hearing from him.
Okay, so we're in, well, Punisher's not here anymore, and we got Kermit. So, hey, Kermit.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Yay!
Jesus Christ. And, of course, our old school gaming specialist, Uncle Willie. What's going on, Uncle Willie?
I'm good, and for this time, I'm not calling from inside a phone booth. I have this phone booth that's like 3 blocks away. That's where I usually do the podcast. But this guy walked in, said he was a reporter named Clark or something, and he fucking yanked me out of the phone booth, and I had to buy a mic. So there, here I am.
I didn't even know they had phone booths anymore.
In my town, there are streets that haven't even left the 20th century left.
Jesus. They still have pay phones and shit over there.
Yeah. No, they still do.
And shit.
It costs a minute, but they still have them.
Jesus Christ. I haven't seen a payphone in God knows how long. Lots of interesting stuff coming out this week. One of the things that actually hit me right away was Mighty No. 9 has been delayed again.
Good Lord.
This is what, like the third time they delayed this fucking game?
Yep.
I mean... I mean, the bad thing about this is, like, if people don't know what Mighty No. 9 is, it is a complete ripoff of fucking Mega Man. Who's the creator of this? Is it the same creator? I heard that it's not.
No, it is.
It was one of the people who originally designed the original Mega Man. His name is Kenji Inafune.
Yeah, it's his game, though. He's the lead on it.
Yep, it's his game now.
It's his game.
Well, yeah, it's his now.
So, listen, it's Mega Man.
It's Mega Man. It's completely Mega Man, fucking Mega Man.
Not published by Capcom. That's what it is.
Yes.
That's all it is. And
I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks really good.
And he got buku fucking bucks to kickstart this game, and they've been salivating out the fucking mouth for this game, and all he does is tell them, yeah, here's your release date, and then he tells them the game's delayed. And then he tells them, here's your release date, and he tells you, here, I got to delay the game again. And then here's another release date, and now he's like, well, I want to apologize to everybody. I know how disappointed you guys are. Just give us the fucking game.
Just get the fucking game out already.
Get the game out. That's it.
I'm excited about it, too, because I fucking love Mega Man. And I know Uncle Willie fucking loves Mega Man.
I love me some Mega Man.
All right, so I got a question for you, because you're a big Mega Man guy.
Okay.
This game, I read, got delayed due to network matchmaking issues, because it's supporting multiple platforms.
Uh-huh. The problem...
Why do we need networking... of matchmaking on a fucking Mega Man game?
They feel that they need to have some online play. That's like, I don't know why
it's
a Mega Man game
Mega
needs
Man.
Online play.
Mega Man is not a fucking online shooter.
But this is the thing, everything I've seen is not co-op.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So, I mean, even when you play with the girl version of Mega Man, wear little pigtails and shit, I don't see a second player in there. And it's a side-scroller, so...
So you're telling me it has co-op or some kind of competitive?
I'm guessing that it's going to be co-op.
Have they said it has co-op?
I haven't seen anything about the online component that makes me think, okay, that needs to be a Mega Man.
Yeah,
I know is that the latest excuse is they forgot to actually put the hooks for the online code in all the versions, and they're going one by one on 10 different platforms programming the online part manually.
Well, they're also using an engine I heard that's not even supported anymore.
I mean, Kermit, what do you think?
You know what I think? Nothing. It's a fucking ripoff. That's all it is. It's a fucking ripoff.
Thank you for your contributions to the show
today. Go get some flies.
Oh, fuck. Run like the wind, piggy! Fucking little piece of shit. swear to God, if I fucking catch that frog, he's going to die tonight.
And everybody, welcome to the show, Punisher.
Hi. Guess where I was? I was in a fucking box full of pig shit. It was not pleasant. Oh, my God. I swore.
So what you're saying is you were a new tenant.
Pretty much. You can say that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, fill me in. What the fuck did I miss?
Might have been mine.
Oh, you mean upgrade Mega Man.
There you go.
Yeah,
that should be the model right there.
It's upgraded. I mean, have you seen it? It's pretty like fast-paced. He doesn't move like Mega Man, but he has that style. The only thing I noticed different is that he has that dash hit. So he shoots a couple times, does a dash, and has like a couple blades that shoot out, and you know, it cuts a guy up. So it's not so bad, but it's still a Mega Man game.
Okay, quick.
Yes.
My number 9 or Mega Man X?
Mega Man X.
Okay then.
I mean, we can't.
Is this game coming out to retail, or this is just a digital game? What is this?
I don't know.
There's gonna be a physical release because that was one of the stretch goals on the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a physical release.
Yes.
The digital release. And did they say price point for this game yet?
I haven't seen price point. I haven't looked. I was just waiting for the game to come out. I was gonna buy it sight unseen, but now I have to think about it.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, another game that actually got my interest really bad. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Mutants in Manhattan. It's made by Platinum Games. It looks really good. Like, they're bringing back that, you know, Bebop, Rocksteady, that old school feel, but cooperative action. Well, they call it action brawler. Fast paced, silky smooth combat. I mean, it looks really good.
I like Platinum. I mean, Bayonetta, one of the best spectacle fighters out there.
Absolutely.
They made Legend of Korra. They kind of slipped up there.
They made Vanquish.
Transformers Devastation, I liked it, but it wasn't that great.
Did you play Vanquish? Vanquish was fast.
No, yes. That Vanquish is crazy.
Yeah, it's a little over the top, but it's fun, though. It's really over the top.
But I like the way it looks. I like the way the co-op looks. I'm interested.
I'm glad that it's not representing Michael Bay's monstrosities from the fucking movie. Like, I can't fucking take that
shit. Oh, no, it's okay.
I mean, but even though in this version of the movie and the next one, you see Bebop and Rocksteady, and they actually look pretty fucking good.
Don't encourage them.
I saw online, they did a comparison of both movies. They changed up the characters even a little, even made them a little more different. Not such a big difference, but it's like you'll notice it a little bit if you watch the trailer and the first one they made.
Yeah, but the thing is that they rented out one of the first models to Warner Brothers so they can make Doomsday.
And from Superman vs. Batman, it's Doomsday, and he does look like a fucking Ninja Turtle.
He does.
Completely.
He
does. Sad. Very upsetting that they actually dropped that. They're like, oh, look, it's Batman vs. Superman. Oh, Wonder Woman saves him. Oh, look, it's Doomsday. Oh, thanks for the fucking plot twist.
Yeah.
On a fucking trailer.
So I like the art style of this game. That cel-shaded kind of comic book look is kind of badass.
Yeah,
I like it too. I like it.
I'm a little worried that it's Activision publishing this game. That means we're going to get a Ninja Turtle every 6 months.
But it's on the DLC.
It's on my radar. And you need the season pass if you want their weapons.
There you go.
Yes. It looks good. I mean, it's on my radar. I love the Turtles.
And it's coming out summer of 2016.
So, and it's a summer good. So that's a good window for that game. And hopefully Platinum Games delivers.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully. It looks interesting. But we also got Street Fighter V. Ooh. Ooh. Who else is waiting for this game? I know that Winnie does not like it.
What do you mean I don't like it? I love Street Fighter.
I like Street Fighter. Listen, if I find the stick on that's good under 50, 60 bucks or 80 bucks, I'll pre-order the game. I won't play it with a controller.
They got what? 5 new characters coming in?
Yeah, supposedly. What are their names?
It's what? Nikali, Laura, Karen,
Fang,
and Rashid, I think.
Rashid. Yes.
Yes. No Akuma?
No Akuma.
Akuma.
I got it. DLC. I got it.
DLC.
On this DLC.
I mean, they're going to have the character stories and the cinematic story expansion. Like, if for fighting games, is that really necessary? Do you guys see that as a necessity?
I didn't mind it that much in Mortal Kombat, and it was kind of interesting, but does it need it? No.
I mean, are they going to go back, like, on to Street Fighter 2, the end credits? You know, they show you the little story of what happens when they beat up M. Bison and stuff like that? I mean, is that what they're talking about, or are they going to talk about a full-on fucking story?
I don't know, but if they come out with a movie by Michael Bay with Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm going to be very upset.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is in this game. I am buying 3 copies.
Of course!
Don't worry, they'll sell them to you in the season pass.
They need the Techno Viking in there.
Yes!
Oh,
that is the DLC that I will buy.
Yes, the characters do not fight with Techno Viking. Techno Viking fights with the characters.
Oh, shit, fucking Techno Viking.
So basically, what I did read from Street Fighter to give out, drop out some information for the fans is that the game itself will have 2 main components to the story. You're going to get kind of like a prologue for the characters, just kind of introducing them to, you know, to the new players and so and such. And then you're going to get this expanded cinematic story, which is like more deeper, goes into like fully rendered cutscenes and stuff. And it will be free. So that's June 2016.
So Street Fighter V is only for PS4, or is it coming out later for Xbox One?
Console exclusive on PS4.
PS4, PC.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How much? I want to know, how much did they pay to get that?
That's a great question.
They pulled a Nintendo with Bayonetta 2, and they helped develop it.
Wow.
That's why it's exclusive to PS4 and consoles.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm pretty sure they helped develop it, but they had to give them some kind of incentive to say keep it on our platform.
Well, yeah, they gave money for the for development.
Lots of money.
Just the money for development, not an additional lump sum, because Xbox had to pay Square Enix for Tomb Raider.
Yeah, but that was timed exclusive, and they did nothing but. Yeah,
but they didn't. I'm not saying whether they funded development or not, but they paid just to have it timed exclusive.
Yeah, I know, and I thought it was a stupid move, but you know that's me. But
so I can only imagine what these guys had to dish out just to keep it, you know, console exclusive. Like
I haven't seen any financials, but I'm assuming it's got to be a substantial amount of money.
It's got to be. That's a huge company. That's a huge game. Yeah, there's no way.
Listen, if you're a fighting game enthusiast, you got no choice but to buy a PS4 now. Unless you're a PC gamer, of course.
Unless you want
to
play. Unless you want to play Killer Instinct.
You know, yeah, but then what would you rather do? Buy a $300 PS4 or go build a $600-$800 PC?
I have both.
I have both also.
I prefer to play this game on the PS4.
Really?
I would.
Well, we got the PS Plus games announced for the month of February, and we got the lineup right here. You got Grid Autosport that's coming out on PS3.
I finally get me a driving game.
There you go.
Vroom, vroom.
It's no Forza, but worth getting for free.
Free is free.
And then, of course, Helldivers. I fucking love this game. Democracy Strikes Back. It's coming out on the PS4, PS3, and PS Vita.
That's a crazy game.
This someone's going to get shot.
Oh, dude, I don't know how many times you right now, kept bitching about...
Our friendship is going to end.
This is a friendship divider right here. Joe kept bitching at me because the turret I put down kept shooting him because he kept getting in the way. No, I kept finding him ducked down.
The cocksucker puts a fucking turret 2 feet from me.
Listen, I am going to make a reality show. Fox, if you're listening, check this out. We're going to get Grumpy Joe and Cousin Jose in an ultimate dick in the ass death match.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're all going to get fucked, all thanks to Cousin Jose and Joe.
I'm not playing guys. I'd rather play with Joe.
Just stay off my side. And don't fucking throw the turrets in front
there
of me.
There is no stay off my side.
If you see Grumpy Joe running through, just stay away.
At least with Cousin Jose, he says sorry while he's plowing for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, sorry, I'm shooting you. Sorry, I'm still shooting, but sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he just loots your fucking corpse.
Yes.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Oh, I accidentally shot you. Let me grab all your shit.
He fucks more corpses than Keith Richards. There, I said it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Keith Richards will never die.
No, he'll outlive roaches.
Jesus Christ.
The new kids, the only things that survive, Keith Richards and roaches.
That Robin Williams.
Yes.
He'll be there with 3 roaches saying, I smoked your uncle. Do you know that?
Another game coming out for free, Lemming's Touch, and it's coming out on the PS Vita. I mean, this game, I mean, it goes back all the way back to what?
Was PC.
It Nintendo?
PC.
Or Nintendo, it was, you know, I know it started on PC. I'm talking about for consoles.
Oh, yes, Super NES.
Yeah, it's pretty much watch them die. That's the best part.
Yeah, watch them die two or three times, laugh a few times, and then say, okay, maybe I should solve this puzzle here.
Maybe I should have them that one guy stop the crowd from going that way.
Yeah.
Niet, I like to watch them die.
I like watching them die. That's the best part. Just,
it is rather entertaining, though. That's pretty bad.
Then you got Num Num Galaxy. That name just stresses me out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
On the PS4.
Of a name like that.
I don't even know how to classify this game.
Okay, hey guys, so this is what I saw. I saw it had, it was side-scrolling, but it also had a top-down view shooter. He was riding a flying surfboard. You build your own factory and create shit. You can do it with, you know, friends. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea what the concept of the game is.
You look at the description on the PlayStation Store, and they say...
Build soups.
Tower defense, sandbox elements, resource management. I mean, the only thing they didn't throw in there was, like, flying in ships. That's the only thing they didn't throw in there.
Well, you fly on a surfboard, so close enough.
Well, Silver Surfer. Okay, that's what
it's like. Like a indie RPG?
It was an indie game originally on the PC.
I don't know if it's considered an RPG, though. Like,
well, he's telling me resource management and shit like that. Like, what the fuck?
Resource management? Yeah, you build factories and you manage resources.
Soup factories, by the way.
So it's like Warcraft.
Soup for you.
More Warcraft mixed with Fat Princess.
Why is it called Num Num Galaxy?
I guess because the soups are num nums. Because
they're fucking hungry.
Num num num.
Num nums.
Num num.
Good to know.
What the fuck that game's about, man?
I'll download it. Tripping me out.
I can't see us playing that. Hey guys, want to join some num num? Yeah, let's do it.
Yum. And then you got Nova 111 on the PS Vita. I don't know if it's 111 or 111 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a sci-fi themed turn-based adventure game with a twist of real-time action, which is actually pretty cool.
It looks interesting. I'm not sure about how it's going to control, but it looks interesting. Yeah. Cousin Jose is the one with the Vita, so we'll ask him.
Oh, man. And then you got Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. That's coming out on the PS3. I know it was a good JRPG, but as a fighting game, I have no idea.
It looks very BlazBlue. Very strange characters fighting each other. Pretty crazy combos and finishers. I like it. I like the way it looks. I've never played Ultimax.
It does look really nice, yeah.
I'll stick to Street Fighter V when it comes out.
Hey, then you got your Xbox One games with gold. You got Hand of Fate, which is going to be coming out on the first half of the month, and it's pretty much a digital card game.
Yeah, collectible card game.
These card games are starting to make a mark on the industry, huh?
It doesn't make sense to me. I still don't understand Hearthstone being like the number two watch thing on Twitch.
I don't get it either.
You love that game. I find it boring.
I don't understand. I can't. That's right. I'm not gonna watch my friends play fucking poker. You know what I mean?
I'll watch that. Especially if half of them are women and there's a possibility of nudity. I'll watch that.
That's a beginning of a porn. That's not an actual thing that happens.
And the problem with that is what?
Shut up.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta bring it up like Jose. And what's your point?
No.
And then you got Styx, Master of Shadows. This game's been out for fucking ever. Like for fucking ever. It's coming out in the second half of the month. You're that the orc stealth fucking game. This thing was out on 360. I don't know how fucking long ago. Like, why bring it now to Xbox One?
We got it for free like 5-6 months ago on the PS4 and the PS Plus. It's like it's just going for free everywhere.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's a thing where they don't want to. I see that with PS4, but Xbox One's guilty of it too, where they don't want to release AAA games for free. So they give you all these indie games that maybe ran around 14 times on the previous generation. Oh, we'll give it to you for free now on this console. I think that's shit.
That's garbage. And then on Xbox 360 Games with Gold, you got Sacred Citadel.
Decent hack and slash. I like it.
It's a hack and slash side scroller.
And I got that one on PS3 like 6 months ago for free.
You got also Gears of War 2, one of my favorite fucking games ever, coming out in the second half.
I got to thank Microsoft on that one. They gave me one for free. They gave me three for free. Now I got the third one.
I'm missing the third one. I got the first one for free. I got the second one. And now I'm missing the third one.
I got the third one for free a long time ago.
And then what do we got? We have the Xbox One players that pre-order the game will have 24-hour early access to the Division closed beta. So that's something cool to pre-order. And
actually, that starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to whoever's listening to this today.
Dun, 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 dun.
So.
And then the and then I guess for the other guys, it'll come up to PS4 and PC on the 29th. So you get a whopping 24 hours there. Watch out.
You guys have been excited for this. What are your impressions?
I got to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Why do publishers do this?
Because they're horny.
Extra.
No. Like, seriously. Like, okay. So I get it that you're a partner with Microsoft. Microsoft is going to be probably giving you money to advertise the game, to advertise it on the platform. So that makes sense. But then why do you give it 24-hour access? Like, does that make any – just – Give it to them either exclusively for 2 weeks or a week at least.
Right, right.
Say, hey, Xbox players, this is what you get as being on the Xbox brand. You know, the fuck is 24 hours, dude? I'm gonna go to sleep and wake up, and I'm like, oh, I got the game.
You're right, but
that's retarded, dude.
For a lot of people out there, those 24 hours mean something.
Yeah, it matters.
Who?
People who are that excited in the game,
exactly,
and want to see an advantage for the Xbox over the PlayStation.
That's not an advantage.
I don't know about the whole advantage thing. I think that's not an advantage. People who are dying to play the game, but waiting for the game for 3 years, and now are about to get their hands on it, and they just want to, you know, bite their teeth into it.
Trust me, like, people who are fanboys or people who just want to be the kind that want to find the slimmest of advantages between one platform and the other will jump on this. Oh, we got it 24 hours before. Hey, we're superior.
Listen, Xbox, they're not the only ones that do it, because Destiny came, the alpha came to PS4 first, and then then you guys got the beta later, and then we got, like, I understand they're not, I just think it's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's retarded.
I mean, yeah, as a matter of fact. The 24-hour window is ridiculous, so you should do it for at least a week.
Give them more time or something, I don't know. Whatever.
The only benefit I would see as a developer, as a publisher, would be staggering the beta out, so you have a smaller group of people first, then you introduce a larger group of people afterwards.
Like in waves, yeah.
I would agree with you, except that they let you preload the beta a week ago.
Yeah.
So that it just nullifies all that you just said.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
I would. If they didn't give you the preload, fine. I'm like, okay, let's stress on the servers, whatever. I get it.
I'm not talking about the downloading and installing. I'm talking about the actual server load of people playing the game. If you're measuring server load, staggering out beta dates makes a little bit of sense. But other than that, there's nothing to this.
I found it retarded.
We'll have more to talk about it next week, especially when we get our
actually, hands. Guys, do you mind if I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't worry, it's not bad. The thing is that we're talking about pre-orders, and it just hit me right now. Do you guys remember that Friday the 13th game is coming out?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Yes, Friday the
13th. When is that coming out?
Well, it's coming out in the fall of this year, actually.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Is it Halloween? I know it's October.
They said the pre-order is going to be
in October.
That is correct. Now, if you guys want more information about this, it's actually on the website, F13game.com. Once you go on there, all you gotta do is click on the site where it says pre-order, and pretty much it'll take you to a page where you can pre-order the game. Now, the best thing about this, which I'm so excited about, they have pretty much the cast that made the movie, and the guy who's playing Jason is the freaking Jason, which I'm excited about.
So the question I have, if it's the guy who's playing him, what he's voicing over, what?
Well, he does voices, really.
That's my question. He doesn't grunt.
No one can grunt like Jason.
Nah, man. Well, think about it. It's the height, the build, the whole freaking, the way he slaughters the people. It's going to be interesting. Plus, what I'm finding out also, it's a third-person horror survival game. So you can either be the camp counselors, and also you get to play as Jason fucking them up.
The thing that I find most cool about this game, first of all, it's asymmetric, so it's one. It looks like one versus seven, because you have seven campers and you have Jason. But it's more like one versus one versus one versus one versus one versus one versus one, because you can team up with other campers to try to get an advantage over Jason, Or you can screw them all and try to do it by yourself. I think that's a really cool concept.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty amazing, especially now that if you go online to pre-order, for the physical copy is $60. And that's pretty awesome. And then they have other items to buy. Like, they even have one that comes with the Machete Steel Case Collector's Edition, which comes with a bunch of other stuff plus the game.
You know what's funny is that you could really tell that Punisher is super into this game. He's really trying to sell it to you right now.
No, he said he's really trying to sell it. He was going to tell me that the Collector's Edition comes with a machete.
No, God knows, I wish. You want to get me sold? You want to get me sold? Tell me when the special edition comes out that has the used panties with the blood splattered on it.
Oh, dear God.
Next week. God.
Now it's going to start.
Wait. Not the blood from where the panties were. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay, the shit streaks from the counselors.
No, splash damage. I'm trying to keep this PG-13 at least.
Really? Man. Now? After the shit we went through?
I gotta pace myself. I can't just be throwing all the fucks and shits out there. Shit made me fuck it up. God damn it.
You see? Good job. Good job.
Thanks. Okay,
let's talk about the new releases for all the platforms that came out. This is going down a dark road. We got to get back on track.
All
right, so you got The Witness coming out on PS4 and on PC. It's the guy who made Braid, which is a great creator. Braid was an awesome game, Jonathan Blow. And from what I hear is he actually put up the money for the game himself.
Yeah.
So if you like his video games, I think they're selling it for, what's the price they're selling it for?
$40.
It's 40 bones. Yeah, if you like his video games, you know, contribute, you know, keep the guy happy. That way he has money to make more video games.
Listen, I don't know about paying $40. If you're into the puzzle game, it's got a shitload of content.
I mean, you're talking about 80 hours of puzzle
content. You're talking about 80 to 100 hours to finish this game 100%.
I'm the type of guy that believes in the 60-hour or more game. Especially where we are now with all the different developers. And for this gentleman to be throwing out a game that's going to be 80 to 100 hours long, that has that missed feel. This guy is not a big publisher, but he's still giving you a shitload of content for $40.
This is my next purchase. I am buying this game.
Yeah, this game is getting just great reviews. I'm intrigued by it. I'm not really that much of a puzzle guy. I like it, but I don't know if I like it for like 60 to 80 hours. But
You know what, but you never know. I don't know. Maybe the puzzles are
super competitive. I think puzzle games are frustrating, if anything, but that's fine. That's what they're supposed to kind of do. But
yeah. I understand what you're saying.
If it's easy, then what the fuck's the point in playing it?
Yes.
I mean, it's got to at least give you that sense of...
Yeah, but everything that I read about it, it's not even about being easy or hard. It's like some puzzles are just right. I heard this game is really hard.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a very challenging game.
Yeah, it's challenging, and that can get frustrating.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, that you can't, 80 hours of puzzles, sooner or later, you're going to want to put part of your anatomy through a brick wall. But I like this kind of game, and in short bits, like give me, 4 to 6 hours, and then give me a break for about 3 weeks, and then I get back into it.
Yeah, shoot some people in the face, and then go back.
Yeah, you got to shoot people in the face.
I got to shoot people in the face.
Can I say something about long games? I think I'm changing my tune on them. I don't want a long game anymore. I want short games.
That's what she said. Anyways.
Let me know who she is, because I might be able to be a twin twister.
I disagree.
Oh, here we go. But no, serious. I haven't finished Fallout 4. I'm close. I'm really close. All right. I pumped over 60, 70 hours in that game.
So let me ask you a question. Worth the money?
100%.
That's all I care about.
But I don't need 60 hours. I don't need 100 hours. Yeah. Sometimes I want to finish a game in 10 hours and be done with it.
Okay, well, that's what I call a $10 game.
No, I can pay $60 if the experience is good. I'm fine. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying like okay, I got The Witcher. I started The Witcher. The Witcher's too much. I haven't finished it.
It's for you know what it is.
I got Fallout 4. I'm at the end. Like, I'm at the end of the institution thing. I did the Glowing Sea. I did all that shit. I'm like at the end. I'm like, dude, this thing is still going. And then when you get into a mission, you're like, oh, okay, it's only gonna be 20 minutes, and it's like 45 minutes, dude. And you're like, fuck.
And that's bad. I disagree with you.
It's not bad. It's just I don't know. I think I'm kind of enjoying the little shorter, tight-knit experiences.
So there's a place for both kinds of games, I think. Because I have the same problems. I mean,
I think you could, I think some of you can relate to, because I think sometimes too much can be, like, kind of overwhelming, and I think The Witcher is a little too much.
The Witcher is a lot of content.
It's too much, though. It's like it's good. If okay,
when it's
if
an amazing
that's all
game,
I own, if that's all I play, The Witcher, then fine.
But this is the thing.
I got 100 other things to play.
But this is the thing: is if the way I see it is, if you have that much rich content in a game and it's constantly fun, why do I want it to stop?
One of the things
because I
also,
have to play other games? Well, no, I don't have
no,
to.
No, because I'm not 21 years old anymore. I don't have 80 hours a week to pump to a game no more.
But that's not the point is you're trying to bring your work and your family life and all that kind of stuff.
But I'm just like everyone else. Your games. Everyone that we're pretty 90% of the audience that we're talking to is working and doesn't have the time to pump 80, 90 hours. Sure, some people do. But I can almost guarantee you that most people.
No, that's first. For The Witcher 3, if you play mainly the. I did it when I first got it, and I played the main storyline straight through, and I beat it in about 20 hours.
That's what I was going to bring up.
You don't have to play side quests.
With games like Witcher, The Witcher 3, their pacing is such that you can blast through the main storyline and not go through too many side quests, and you can get a shorter experience out of it. Then you can go afterwards, you know, if you want, okay. And maybe experience it.
Here's the catch 22 to that. If I was to do that on Fallout 4, it's not the same experience. I'm selling myself short.
Well, yeah.
Fallout 4 is a different experience.
I'm selling myself short because if I can get more perks and play it ninja style and play it sneak, I'm kicking ass doing this and picking locks, and now I'm master expert logging it. And then it's like, but to do all those things and level all those things up, I have to level up my character. That means I have to go do side missions. That means I have to go rescue 10,000 settlements. So I could, if I wanted to, just story missions, be done with the game in 15, 20 hours. But then it's like I missed out on all the other stuff that you know what I'm saying? So it's like a catch 22.
It's two different experiences. And if I can, I'll throw in a third experience. In Just Cause 3, you can't just do the story missions. The game forces you to do side content, which I think is not a good example.
See, I have a problem. I have a problem when you force me. Don't force me. Let me do it on my own if I want to.
Exactly. I'm 100% agree with you.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
There's another game coming out, Lego Marvel Avengers. It's coming out on every platform. I'm not going to name them all. It's everyone. That's it.
PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Atari Jaguar, 3DO, and my toaster.
There you go. That's it. It's coming on everything, but it looks amazing. All the Lego games are pretty fun.
I heard this one is the best one of all of them.
Yeah,
but
it's not. It's not just Avengers. Well, it has
I take that back. It's the highest rated of all the ones that have been pumping out in the last 3 or 4 years. This is the highest rated one right now.
Yeah, it's not just the Avengers. It says the Avengers, but it has Ant-Man in there. It has other different characters from different movies.
You're playing all the superheroes. That's what makes it cool.
I played Lego Marvel Super Heroes. I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure I enjoy this one too. It's a Lego game.
And it's open world.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's open world, which makes it even better.
That's cool.
So that is going to be a cool experience, and I would tell everybody to get that game because Lego, they know their shit.
Their games are fun.
Yeah.
Are they selling you DLC, or are they going to sell you one of their Lego Toys to Life? Well, it's not a Lego Dimension game, is it? No, right?
No.
That's a serious cash cow, but whatever.
And then you got Roblox coming out on Xbox One. And it's a free-to-play game.
Yeah.
Well, it's free-to-play.
It's like Minecraft on crack.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's a perfect example. That's the description right there. Minecraft on crack.
Yeah.
And then you got Sparkle 2.
Sparkle. Woohoo! Sparkle.
It's on Xbox One. It's a Magic Marble shooter. It's gonna be like, I think they're selling it for $8.
Yeah, it's one of those throwaway Zuma wannabe Match 3 titles.
Yeah, like I want to play that shit. But anyways,
fun
and then they have This War Is Mine, the little ones. This is a great experience. I actually had This War Is Mine on Steam for my PC, and it's awesome. It's like a side scroller, but everybody's fucking dying. You know what I mean? You're trying to survive during like World War II.
Yeah.
And like if you do the wrong thing, you get murked by the Germans. You're trying to keep everybody in your building alive, and it looks amazing. It's got like a dark.
Well, I know what it is. I don't remember. Isn't this the game where like you get a perspective from like the children's point of view or something?
From the citizens.
From the citizens' point of view. You can't fight the Germans off. You just gotta try to hide. You gotta get food. Like it's pretty badass.
You gotta decide if you loot other civilians or help them out or bring them into your party. Now you gotta get more resources. It's a very, very, very intriguing game.
Yeah, it's for $30, I think it's worth getting.
$30?
Yeah, $30.
I'd rather buy The Witness.
And then you got for $40.
But hold on, what's the game? Is it like it's a side scroller? Is it a top down?
It's a side scroller. It's a side scroller.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's amazing. The visual aspects of it, it looks cartoony, but like amazingly well done. It's you guys should check it out. Look it up on Steam or just check out the trailer. It looks really good. And then you got also Rise of the Tomb Raider finally coming out on PC.
I still stand by what I said about time exclusives.
Uncle Willie, our kind of, I guess, our PC guy here. Do you need a beefy rig to run this game?
You need a relatively beefy rig to run it at full settings.
Yes.
You can play it with minimal settings, like turn some effects off, and you can have a good experience on a regular sort of gaming PC.
Yeah, because that's what I want, a moderate experience. Anyways.
So you don't need a... You don't need a beast to basically just
You don't need to hook up to NORAD to be able to play this thing.
Okay, cool. And then is this game going to do well on PC?
Time will tell. Nobody knows.
I mean, it's not a bad game from what I've seen.
No, it's a great game, actually.
I heard it was on Xbox. Oh, yeah,
it's game.
I just don't know why people didn't... I mean, I know why they didn't pick it up, but...
We know why. The date was wrong. They fucked up.
You can't bring out a game the same day as Fallout 4 and think, we're going to make some money.
No.
Idiots.
They fucked up. But then you also got, Tropical 5, The Complete Collection... Coming out, January 29th on PC, and I think they're asking, $40. I'm not a big Tropical guy.
I played, Tropical 2. I haven't played it in a while, but I liked Tropical 2. I like the way it works, very SimCity style, but I like it. I like it.
And then I think Banner Saga came out on the Xbox One and the PS4. I mean, I've had Banner Saga for, 7 months on my PC, and it's an amazing game. It's Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yes.
Nordic style.
I like tactical RPGs.
So do I. So do I. My favorite of all time was Shining Force.
Yeah. I would say that's up there.
But pretty much Banner Saga, $20 on the PS4, $20 on Xbox One. Great game. I would actually go get it. And so pretty much no rant from Joe this week. What's going on, Joe?
Nah, I wanted to make the Grumpy Joe rant a little bit more exclusive. And because I was getting a bit on the soft side of things, not being as aggressive and as mad as I needed to be. So this week I'm not really mad at anything in the industry, so I'm just going to hold it for hopefully next week. Let's see what pisses me off next week.
Well, you know what? I still say fuck Konami, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hashtag
fuck Konami.
That is a daily rallying cry. Hashtag fuck Konami.
Well, pretty much that brings us to the end of the show, and we appreciate it. And don't forget to email us questions, topics you want us to answer at digitalcrackinc@gmail.com. And join us on our PS4 community, Digital Crack Network, and Facebook, follow us, Official Digital Crack, Twitter, The Digital Crack. Subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, YouTube, we're everywhere. And we appreciate you guys. And don't forget to check out our revamped website, Digital Crack Network. Lots of articles going up. We appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Peace out.
Have a good one.
Good night.
That's so funny. The last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.